A futuristic image of Italian industry. Lasers cut the latest tire tread patterns ready for road testing. World famous Pirelli has its home in Milan in Italy's north. It's just announced strong results. 9-month earnings rose by nearly half compared to 2010. CEO Marco Tronchetti Provera is proud of the company's 140-year heritage, but he says the source of the profits lies outside Italy.
We are a global company, so we have the head and the heart in Italy. Then more than 90% of our products and of our production is in the rest of the world. Europe is slowing down, that is a fact.
Milan is the home of Gucci, Versace, Prada and many other famous names. Luxury Italian trade group Alta Gamma predicts sales growth in Asia will soar by 16.5% next year alone. The glitz belies Italy's economic crisis.
There are too many complexities in our bureaucracy, justice. All this, it's old fashioned. We have to change it.
700 kilometers south of Milan lies Naples. GDP here in the south of Italy is just over half that of the north. Analysts say the region has suffered from decades of underinvestment, despite the European Union's development fund pumping in billions of euros. Gian Piero Gallo, economics professor at the University of Florence, says the imbalance has diverted attention.
Somewhat the polarization between the north and the south has given the north a sort of reassurance that the fault for things not going well was lying somewhere else.
Salvatore Miele runs the family business, Vincenzo Miele Transport, from Naples portside. These containers are shipped throughout Italy and across the world.
Allora, nel nostro settore non ci lamentiamo di certo, perché le cose vanno in certo.
Compared to the rest of Italy, bureaucracy here in the south delays everything, and this is blocking growth. The south of Italy has been ignored by politicians and the ruling elite, so we move with a slower rhythm here.
Southern Italy has a reputation for organized crime. Miele says he's lucky not to have been affected.
Al poco lavoro che ci sta, se, ripeto, se i giovani gli diamo un futuro, probabilmente...
If we give young people a future, criminality will decrease. Southern Italy's potential is huge. We have the great resources of many young people. We need to help them get into work so they can build a future.
Two cities and two sides of the Italian economy. Analysts say that if Italy is to return to growth and navigate out of the debt crisis, the gulf between the north and the south must be resolved. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Naples.